Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2011 Washington, D.C. Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Boy, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people right here in this room that's exactly the way you think. You are saying, what do I have to do to make God move? That statement shows you don't understand the true gospel. It shows you don't understand grace. You think that God has yet to supply what it is that you need. But the truth is, God, by grace, anticipated everything that you will ever need. See, this is how I relate to this need that I have of this campus. I could spend a lot of time on this, but you know, it wasn't my desire. This isn't something I dreamed up and am trying to get God to do. I didn't even want a Bible school, and God told me to start it. And it's just blessed. And we now have like 2,000 people in the system, and it's going to grow to where we have thousands and thousands, and God is doing it. We had to do something. So we were looking at buying property. It was $90 million to buy. I got this wrong. What was it? $20 million to buy 90 acres out so far outside of Colorado Springs. They didn't have utilities out there. It was undesirable. It was a flat piece of ground with nothing on it. It was way, way, way outside the city limits. $20 million to buy 90 acres or get this beautiful piece of property inside the city limits, 157 acres with a $3 million lodge on it for $4 million. So what do you do? Somebody asked Jamie, says, do you think that was God? She says, we'd have had to backslid on God to keep from doing it. Why would we spend $20 million, five times as much, for something that didn't have 1/100th as much potential? For 90 acres versus 157 acres, beautiful property and all this stuff. You know what? It was a no-brainer. And so we just did it. And God has pushed us in this direction, and it's like, this is what God wants, and because of it, I don't have to, oh, God, move, and oh, God, I need at least $30 million, and would you please do something? I've never prayed about it. I've prayed and asked God for wisdom. All right, I know you've already provided it by grace. I know that this is your will, so how is it that we're going to do this? And I ask God for wisdom, and if there's something he wants me to do, I'm praying and I'm listening. But I hadn't begged God. I don't have to get God to move. God knew what I was going to be doing. He's the one that planned this. And I just am resting in him. And it takes all of the struggle out. I don't have the burden on my shoulders of trying to get God to move. God is the one that started this thing, and I'm just going along for the ride. I feel kind of like being on a roller coaster. You've crested that first hill, and I'm just strapped in and holding on for dear life. Amen. God is just doing awesome things. You can get to a place to where you don't feel the burden of producing healing. Jesus bore your burden. Jesus suffered. If you've got pain in your body, Jesus suffered every bit of pain that you suffered. There is zero reason that both of you ought to suffer. If Jesus suffered your pain, why are you suffering it? Because you don't know, fully believe that he's already done it, and you're trying to get him to heal you. And every time I teach on something like this, people come up and say, I kind of see what you're saying, but my body still hurts. It's obvious that I'm not healed. That isn't so. You have this healing power of God in your spirit, and you access this anointing by faith. Faith isn't something you do to make God move. The moment you think that I've got to do this, I've got to study and pray and fast, and if I'll do this, then I know God's going to do that. You aren't in faith. You're in works. You're in legalism. You are trying to force God to do something, and that is a slap in the face of Jesus. That's like saying, Jesus, you aren't enough. What you did wasn't enough to get it for me. I've got to do something to make God move, to make God get on my side. I know you wouldn't say it that way, but that is absolutely what you're doing. You're saying Jesus wasn't enough. I've also got to force God. I've got to motivate God. God doesn't need motivating. God loves you more than you could ever understand. He is not like this with his arms folded saying, pray a little harder. Get 1,000 people to beg me and maybe I'll move. That's what revival, prayer for revival is all about that. People see God as an angry God that's about to judge this nation. That's not so. God judged Jesus. If God judges America, he'll have to apologize to Jesus. Does that mean that America's safe? No, we're in the process of destroying ourselves. We're turning away from God. We are just loosing the devil on things. And unless something, you can just look at it in the natural. The debt that we have, it is unsustainable. You can't do this. We are a train wreck waiting to happen. The immorality that we have and on and on and on. This nation is in the process of imploding. Am I saying that we're safe because God's not going to judge us? No. God loves us. God doesn't want to see the destruction of America. It's not God that caused the 9/11 terrorist attack. God didn't do this. If God was going to judge America, he wouldn't have stopped with the Pentagon. He wouldn't have stopped with Hurricane Katrina hitting New Orleans. He'd have come right on up through the rest of this country. God's not judging this nation, but we are in the process of destroying ourselves. We do need a revival. We do need to repent. We need to change. But that doesn't change God. God, by grace, has a good plan for this nation. But it has to be accessed by faith. And this nation is not operating in faith. They are systematically telling God, we don't want you. We don't want God in our life. And so what are the Christians doing? Oh, God, repent. Oh, God, turn. Oh, God, send revival, as if it's up to God. God has already got revival plan for America, but the problem is it's inside of you. Revival doesn't come by God just all of a sudden touching people and everything changes. You're the one that has revival on the inside of you. You go out and raise a few people from the dead and you'll have all the revival you can handle. You start standing up for righteousness in the place where you work, and when they speak bad, counter it with saying, but God, and tell them about God. And there'll be a revival or a riot, one of the two. But there won't be indifference. We're asking God to do what he told us to do. He says, these signs will follow you. You go out and do something. Start laying hands on people and they shall recover. But we want to get in our prayer closet and, oh God, heal people. And then when they get healed, I prayed for that. No, you got to believe that God has already done it. He put this power on the inside of you. And now you go out and say, in the name of Jesus, come back from the dead. And the signs will follow you. See, this is what faith is. Faith isn't begging and pleading, oh God, send revival. Oh God, pour out your spirit. Oh God, anoint me. Oh God, give me faith. You've already got faith. I've got a whole teaching on this. You've got the faith of the Son of God. It's already in you. You don't need faith. You need to start believing and using the faith that you already have. This is what this whole book about you've already got it is about. God has already done everything. You don't need God to do something. What God needs is you to believe it and rest in it. Hebrews chapter 4 talks about there is a rest to the people of God. This isn't talking about a place where you lie down and never do anything. That's what most people think rest is. But it's like an artist when he paints a picture and he just looks at it and it's perfect. It's complete. If he adds one more brush stroke to it, he's going to ruin the whole thing. And so he puts his brush down and rests. Not because he's worn out. Not because one more brush stroke and he couldn't do it. It's like a lawyer. He says, I rest my case. That's not because the lawyer's worn out. It means he's finished. When God rested from creation, he made it so perfect there was nothing left to do. And there is a place that you can get to where you are resting in the finished work of Christ. that you know that everything that you need has already been accomplished by God's grace, and you just rest. And it takes the burden off of you. It's like I was sharing about me believing for this campus. I don't feel any pressure. I'm not struggling. I don't wake up at night thinking, oh, $30 million. God, what am I going to do? I'm resting because I'm doing what God told me to do. And I believe that He's anticipated it. And you know what? There's a way. He'll make it work. Some of you think, sure. You don't have faith, but you hide and watch. In the next 3 or 4 years, I will have that thing built. It will be done. And you will remember that I told you it's going to happen. And so somebody says, so how did you get God to do that? God had already done it. He anticipated this. He's the one that put me on this course. And God's already got it provided. And all I got to do is follow Him. And He'll show me how to get there. And He'll make it work. And there's no pressure on me. You don't have to force God to heal you. You don't have to force God. I had a woman come up to me one time and she says, I've been praying for my husband for 20 years. I've done everything I know and God hasn't answered my prayer. Would you pray for him? And what she was saying was, maybe God will answer your prayers. Maybe God loves you more. And you know what? I told that woman, I said, I would never pray for your husband the way you said this. And she took offense. What's wrong? And I said, you're blaming God and saying it's God that hasn't answered your prayer. You're saying that God, if He wanted to, could just save your husband. And for whatever reason, He hadn't chosen to save him. So you're blaming God for your lost husband. I said, how dare you say that about God? I'm not going to enter into agreement with you. I said, that is totally wrong. God loves your husband more than you do. And this is the reason your prayers haven't been effective, because you don't believe God loves him. And if God wouldn't touch him, God wouldn't move in his life if it wasn't for your great intercession.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the true gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Washington, D.C. area Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM243 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world. 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening, but you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.